This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It's a true story.
It is not a true story. Oh, Jamie, see, you already burned me on this thing yesterday. You know?
Well, that was a mistake.
But here's the problem.
I didn't find that article. I took that article from somebody posted on Facebook.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Everything you read on the internet, you believe. And you just jump right in. And often you don't even read the story. What you do is you just look at the headline or whatever's been posted and you just run with it. You run with it. And you kind of just freak out about it, in fact.
Okay, but listen. But the Facebook post I did not read, and I just took this girl's word for it. That was wrong. But this guy is a legit news source, and he reports on the newest stuff.
All right. We're going to put this to Texnado, and you tell me if you buy into this, because there's not a chance in hell that this thing is correct, okay? That it's fake. There's no doubt. All right. First of all, let's go back to yesterday.
Okay.
Jamie finds this thing on Facebook. Somebody posts.
Right.
If you're familiar with KitchenAid, they're
the mixers. And everybody puts them on their table like they're fancy, on their counter.
Because they're expensive. Yeah. It's like a status symbol.
It's like it is. I don't put mine on my counter, but a lot of people get the different colors that match their kitchen.
You got to display it.
And they put it out there like, look, we bought something expensive.
Yeah.
Here's our mixer. Well, a lot of people just put it out for show.
And they never use it. Just collect stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yesterday she sees this thing posted on Facebook that white
paddle
that you use to mix in your bowl, and they have various, attachments, but the white one has lead on it. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Throw it away. It's got lead.
I said, hey, do you use the paddle on your KitchenAid mixer? And he's like, yeah, sometimes. Why? I'm like, you got to throw it away right now. It has so much lead in it. And I'm not kidding. Like, that's really bad. And then he goes, oh, a little lead never hurt anybody. And I was like, yes, it does. It's really bad because it gives you, like, brain damage.
Well, because I know that it's a fake story. So
you
I just play
know.
Along.
You didn't know.
I didn't buy into it. I didn't go home and throw it away.
Well, I told you there was a big recall on it. You didn't know. It was fake.
Turns out the story's fake, folks.
It is fake.
Oh, imagine that.
It's really fake.
Oh, it's fake.
It is.
But you can die from the paddle.
Yeah, well, there's no lead on it.
All right. This morning, it's a whole different deal that she's ran on one of her, what is this? You on Twitter or what do you want?
No, this is that TLDR. I get his newsletter.
And he's been legit.
He is legit. He's not
legit on this one.
He does all tech stuff.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I signed up for his newsletter, and all he does is new tech stuff. So scientists have made a liquid metal robot that can go from solid to liquid. So it can escape a cage like a Terminator by turning into liquid. Scientists have created robots that can shapeshift between solid and liquid states, enabling them to perform mind-boggling feats such as once they can jump, and then after they jump, they can ooze out of a cage.
All right, that's terrifying.
That literally is in Terminator 2.
It is.
I know.
And when it happens, it's
fake.
It's not fake.
It's fake.
No, it's not fake.
They don't have that. You don't have something that's solid, a robot that's solid, that can liquefy itself and then escape from something and then rebuild itself back into solid.
Yep.
That does not exist. Is there a video? Of course not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Show me the video.
Yeah, okay,
there is.
Right here.
I actually have it pulled up. Yeah,
it's right here. Here's the video.
There's animation.
No, there's a video of the robot turning into liquid.
That's animation.
No, it's real.
It doesn't move like that, Jamie.
Hey, I'm telling you, it does.
It doesn't seem
you
that
cannot
out there.
Move in that fashion.
I'm telling you, it
that
does.
Is animation.
It's not animation.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm.
You can tell by the movement.
It doesn't seem that out there, though, because, I mean, if they did it, I know Terminator is all right. fake, but still, if
you Texnado.
That, you, someone actually was like, let's do that.
Right. You guys are wrong.
Texnado, 51059.
It's a true
story. Do you buy I think it's real.
It is real.
Yeah. It's not real. You're being duped, guys.
There's a lab called Soft Machines Lab at Carnegie Mellon University, and they are the ones that came up with it.
Do you believe that video is real?
Have you ever heard of a soft machine lab? No.
Spadell, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Put the video up on our Facebook page. Yep. Go to our Facebook page and watch this video. You tell me if you think this is real. That is so animated, it's unbelievable. You can tell by the movements of the robot.
I think it's real just based on who's reporting it. Like if you Google it, it's Vice Technology Network.
It's not
CNET.
Possible
it's
to
Vice.
Have a solid robot that liquefies itself into like a tub of water and then escapes a cage and then rebuilds itself back to a solid material. It does not exist.
Yes, it does. And why are you banging everything?
So fake.
It's not. Did you know there was a soft machines lab at universities? No. Soft machines.
It does. I don't know what that even means.
Exactly.
I don't know what the soft machine. I just know with what you're telling me on this particular thing is wrong. It's fake and you're falling for it.
This magna, whatever, it's something, phase trans. It's the M. It's called MPTM. It has a name. Magnetoactive phase transitional matter. Did you get that? That's the
All right.
MPTM.
All right. We'll let people that go to Facebook be the judge on this.
Okay,
go take
there
a
right
look.
Now.
Put the video up. There you go. Got the video up on Facebook. Go to the BJ and Jamie page. Take a look at this video, and you tell me if you think this is real
let
or
me
not.
Read.
I'm going to say, well, I think I've already said.
Let me read.
It's fake.
Let me read this. This is funny, okay? All right. The magnetoactive phase transitional matter uniquely combines the high mechanical strength load capacity and the fast locomotion speed, the solid phase with excellent morphological adaptation. It's a lot of splitting and merging into the liquid phase. What?
Oh, hell, I was wrong. After hearing that, man, oh, man, that's crazy. Go to our Facebook page, look at the video, tell us what you think, okay?
It's real, I'm telling you.
I don't know.
It's solid to liquid, liquid to solid.
Yeah.
That is scary.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.